Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Would you like a nice cup of tea?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and yes, I would love a cup of tea. Today's topic is e-report.
Today's title is A Tea Farm. A Tea Farm. There is nothing like a good cup of tea, Peter.
You are right about that. And there is nothing like a cup of tea from Taiwan.
I have heard there is really good tea there.
Not only is it good, it is the best. Well, some of the best. Taiwan has some of the best tea in the world. And today, we get to visit a tea farm in Taiwan on our e-report.
Wow! Who is lucky enough to get to go to this tea farm? I mean, I'm pretty jealous.
Well,
I mean, I would love to go and learn about a tea farm. I would be pretty jealous of the person that gets to go.
Well, I am sure whoever this person is, they had a really good time, and we'll find out who it is soon enough.
Oh, I really want to know. But first, let's go to Christina with our keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是茶园和制茶。茶园就是 tea farm, 名词 farm 有农场的意思。There are many tea plants on the tea farm.以不同的方式处理茶叶就可以制作出不同的茶叶。They treat leaves in different ways. 动词 treat 就是处理。茶叶在摘采和干燥之后还要去滚动卷它使它继续脱去多余的水分。They are rolled to get rid of extra water. 动词 roll 就是卷滚动的意思。接下来的发酵步骤将决定茶叶的颜色和气味。名词 taste 就是味道。The next step decides the tea's color and taste. 它同时也决定了茶叶的浓淡程度。It also decides the tea's strength. 句尾的名词 strength 就是浓度或强度。发酵时要将茶叶铺在温暖的室内。不同的发酵时间可以做出不一样的茶。最后一个步骤就是将茶叶分类包装贩售。动词 sort 就是把什么分类。The leaves are sorted and packed for sale.
Yes! Yes! It's finally my turn. Welcome to eReport. I'm Peter and we are in Taidong. And finally, yes, it's my turn. My turn!My turn! That's right, we're in Luye, Taidong. Many people come here for hot air balloons and hot springs. But today, we're having a hot cup of tea. Tea is one of my favorite drinks. Do you like tea? I sure do. But where does tea come from? That's what we're going to find out today. So come along with me.
老板请给我一杯绿茶。
好。
Light, full of flavor.
好喝。
很好喝。
Tea is one of the most popular drinks around the world. People drink it hot and iced. And people drink it anytime, anywhere, and for any reason. But how is tea made?Did you know all teas come from the same plant? That's right. The tea plant is grown on tea farms all around the world. This tea plant has leaves that are green all year round. The leaves are harvested and then treated to make different flavor teas. The tea leaves will have different flavors depending on where they are grown and how they are processed.
To visit the tea farm?
Yes, it was so much fun. I love tea. That's one of my favorite parts about Taiwan, the tea. And this place was beautiful.
So we learned that tea grows all year round. That's a fun way to talk about time. Let's hear more about this with Christina.
有没有注意到茶树的叶子一年四季一整年都是绿色的？ This tea plant has leaves that are green all year round. 句尾的 round 是副词，有环绕循环的意思。所以 all year round 表示一年四季，一年到头，一整年的意思。我觉得这个片语很值得学习，我们来看看例句。比如There are beautiful flowers in her garden all year round. 她的花园里一年四季都有美丽的花。我们的社区有温水游泳池。We can swim all year round. 我们一整年都可以游泳。所以 all year round 表示一年四季，一年到头，一整年的意思。
Thanks, Christina. So it's like we think about all the seasons going around in a circle over and over again. Spring, summer, fall, winter. Spring, summer, fall, winter. Around and around.
Exactly. We all like drinking things like tea and coffee, but I guess that we don't really think about where it all comes from, right?
Yes.When we live in a city, I feel like we forget where our food comes from. It comes from farms.
But there are different kinds of tea. There are green teas, there are black teas. And do they come from the same leaf, Peter?
Yes, the same plant, the same leaf. It just depends how you treat the leaf after you pick it.
We say the word black tea.This is for darker tea, but isn't it different in Chinese? Is it red tea?
That's right. That's probably a better name for it, but they are the same thing when we say black tea. But this farm is famous for its green tea. It has a natural flavor that tastes like honey.
Ooh, I see that the tea has a very beautiful, clear color.
Yes.Then you know the tea must taste good.
I can't wait to learn more.
Yes, I get to go with the boss from this tea farm. He showed me around, and we can show you that right now. Friends, let's watch part two together. Okay, friends, we are in Taidong in the southeastern part of Taiwan. This is a tea farm, and they grow their tea naturally. This means the farmers grow the tea the traditional way. They don't use any chemicals at all. So this makes the tea taste better and is a lot healthier for you, too. But it isn't easy to grow tea plants this way. It takes a lot of time, work,and patience to grow the plants well. Well, Mr. Pan, can you show us how to do it?
For a farm to be fully natural and free from pollution, a farmer needs to think of several things. First, the tea farm needs to be separate and far away from other farms, which spray chemicals on their plants to keep bugs away.If it is too close to one of these farms, the chemicals may float over and affect the farm's plants.
So I noticed there was a lot of grass everywhere. But actually, this grass is really important. Remember, I told you that the farmers grow the tea naturally here. This grass digs into the ground for the tea. But the farmers...cut the grass rather than just take it out. When the new grass grows, it's soft and new. Bugs will eat this grass rather than eat the tea leaves. This way, the farmers don't have to use any chemicals at all.
Also, these farms need to be located at the top of a river source. The water at the river source is the purest and cleanest. There will be little or no pollution in the water from its source.
So, I see you are wearing some special clothes at the farm, Peter.
Yes, these are the traditional clothes and things for picking tea leaves. A hat to protect you from that sun and a basket to put the leaves in.
So, we first saw the farm. This is where everything starts for tea.
Yes, the ground, the water, the sun, and the tea plant. This is where the tea leaf comes from.
But what next? What happens after you pick the leaves?
Okay, well, not so fast. We have to learn first about the farm. We are learning how a farm can be fully natural.
Oh, yes, natural. That means it is free from pollution and free from chemicals, right?
Yes, and Christina can tell us more about this phrase from our lesson.
要做到真正的有机无污染，农人要考虑好多事。今天讲到无污染，老师用的是 free from pollution， 所以片语 free from something 表示没有什么的意思。如果说 free from fear， 就是没有恐惧，免于恐惧； free from sickness， 就是没有病痛； free from noises， 就是没有噪音的困扰。因为 free 可以当没有的意思用，所以买东西的时候，如果是无糖的食品，你会在包装上看到 sugar free， 零脂肪就是 fat free， 而不加盐、无盐的食品就会标明 salt free。
Thanks for that, Christina. Chemicals affect the plant. This word is a good one to talk about.
Yes.You don't want pollution and chemicals to affect your tea plant. Affect means to change in some way, and in this case, it is to change in a bad way.
Then we see that grass is actually good for the tea plant. I usually think that grass is bad, but if I saw grass and other weeds in my garden, I would pull them up.
Yes.But for a natural farm, they are very helpful. I enjoyed learning that bugs eat the soft grass instead of the tea leaves.
Oh, that is interesting. Plus, the grass helps dig into the ground to help the roots of the tea plant.
Then we learn about how important the water source is. Source. This is where the water starts.And this is where the tea farm should be.
This is because no one has put anything bad into the water there. It is fresh and clean.
Yes, that's right. Good tea comes from good water. But as water moves along the river, trash and other bad things enter into the river.
That's too bad. Well, we'll learn more, but first it's time for a short break.Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. So I had a lot of fun learning about tea farms. It was a really nice experience for me. And you know what? There's something we need to pay attention to in this next part.
What is that?
Well, when you pick the leaves, you have to pick the right ones. I'll tell you in a minute, but it has to do with the top leaves. It's two leaves and one heart. Oh, I can't wait.
I'm excited to learn. Let's get started.
How does tea get from a farm to your cup? When a tea plant is ready for harvest, farmers and workers go into the field. They will choose and pick the right leaves from the plant.
Okay, picking the tea.
I got it. Hey. Good day. That's yeah. 一个心，两个叶，一个心，两个叶。
Oh, okay. A heart and two leaves with two hands.
Okay.
After the leaves are collected, they will be laid out to dry for several hours. So, first, 来一下, huh? Wait. And then now we're gonna let the leaves come in. Okay. Huh? See, I could do that. Okay. And then, bring the leaves in. So these leaves have been laying out for about an hour. This process helps us to dry the leaves and then give the leaves their fragrance. When the leaves are about 60 to 70% dry, they will be rolled to get rid of any extra moisture inside.
All right, well, it's late at night. I don't know if you remember, but this morning we were working with these same leaves, and now it's time to do another process. We're going to put these leaves into the basket to turn them for about 12 minutes. This lets the moisture come out of the leaves to dry them a little bit more. Wow, tea doesn't take hours, it takes days to make.
The next step in the process will decide the tea's color, taste, and strength. In this step, leaves are laid out in a warm room. The oxygen in the air causes the leaves to change color. To make a tea with a lighter taste, like white or green tea, the leaves are laid out for a shorter time. For a stronger, darker tea leaf, the leaves will be laid out for a longer time. When the leaves are the right color, they will be put through some hot air dryers to dry them even more. After this, the leaves are sorted and packed for sale.
Well, Mr. Pan, thank you so much for today. It's been amazing to learn how to grow tea from the farm and make it too. And friends, thanks for joining me today and learning how to make tea from the farm all the way to our tables. This is Peter from eReport, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
It looks like you had a good lesson in making tea, Peter.
Yes, right from the start. First, I learned how to pick the tea leaves the right way. This is for the best tasting tea.
And how do you do that?
Well, first you look for the two top leaves, and then there's one other leaf that hasn't opened yet. This is called the heart. Then you grab two at the same time. Two leaves, one heart.
Wow, that's so interesting. Then you begin the long process to make tea, right? And you have to be very careful for this part.
Yes, this is where the flavor and the color and the smell come from. It takes a lot of practice to know what you are doing.
The leaves must be dried first. First by the sun, then very gently by the workers. They have a lot of experience.
I enjoyed watching them too. So, After the leaves are mostly dry, 60 to 70% dry, then the leaves are rolled.
I was wondering about that, because when I look at this tea, it looks like it is a small ball, not a flat leaf.
That is true. These leaves stay whole. They are not broken. They are rolled. It was interesting to see how this happened.
So, what are all the big machines for?
Okay, those machines are to help roll the leaves and to dry them as well. It is all about getting the water out of the leaves.
But still having the flavor, color, and smell, right?
Right, exactly.
And then they decide on color, taste, and strength. Quite a process.
Process. This is a word we talk about for making tea. As we are learning, tea takes many steps, one thing after another thing. This is a process.
The leaves are laid out in a warm room. The oxygen in the air makes the leaves change color.
That's right. Oxygen is important. The moisture, or how much water is there, is important. It's quite a process.
Wow, I learned a lot today. But now it's time for us to review the key words we learned today.
All right, let's do that. Here's the first key word of the day. Farm. Farm. What do you grow on your farm?
Treat. Treat. He treats the potatoes to make chips.
Roll. Roll. Jim rolled the paper and put it in the bag.
Taste. Taste. I like the taste of the pie.
Strength. Strength. The strength of this tea is perfect.
Sort. Sort. Please sort the cards by color. Friends, keep practicing. Those are our key words for the day.
Well, I have to tell you, I learned a lot more about tea. So now every time that I drink it, I learn and appreciate more about what I'm drinking.
It really is an amazing process. I am looking forward to having a cup of tea and looking at the leaves first and thinking about it.
Well, and I'll tell you more when we have a cup of tea. But friends, for now, we're out of time. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.